Bear Podcast 301.
After reading that article about prostate cancer, I've been trying to make an appointment ever since because I'll probably eat up with prostate cancer then.
Okay, everybody, everything.
I could check that for you.
I just bet you could.
Hey, you set yourself up for that one.
I know.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And joining us today is our friend from New Orleans,
Dr. Ed. So if you need a prostate exam, call Dr. Ed.
Welcome to the show, Ed.
Glad to be here.
Yes, it's awesome. We're actually in studio right now here in North Houston.
Well, you're in studio. I'm in the remote studio.
You're in the remote studio in Houston, and Ed is here because of a very important convention here. I'm sorry. If I'm distracting, I'm fixing my
pants. Wait a minute. Is this the adult convention?
Yes, it is.
This is what I need to be going to.
Well, it's actually it's a costume convention. So, and it has the sexy costumes there as well as just the regular costumes you find at the regular stores.
Okay.
So it's interesting. I brought Nard there last year with me, and
yeah, we heard about it.
Oh yeah, I remember last year. That was when we did.
Is that where he got that French maid costume from?
No, I don't know.
No, but yes. I can get you one if you want one.
I think Mike likes that French maid outfit.
I don't think I go with that.
With the stiletto boots, black leather patent leather boots. And pants.
I could hook that up, man.
Oh no, I'm not into that. But I did. I remember I did the runway last year.
Yes, that he was supermodel last year.
I was Zoolander, Nardlander.
Sorry, I couldn't hold a camera straight, but I was just dying laughing.
That's right. Okay, so this is the this was the Halloween and Party Expo.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it's a yearly thing. It always happens here in Houston, right?
Last year was the first year. This is the second year, and it seemed like it's gotten bigger. I got there kind of late today because of the traffic coming from New Orleans. But it still had a lot of people there by the time I was there. So,
okay. So what exactly do they have there? Can you describe?
Well, the section that I'm mostly interested in is the costumes that Barely Covers, and you know, the sexy costumes. My clientele like to buy costumes that, you know, very revealing. I mean, that's what I sell lingerie and dancewear, so, and they want things that doesn't cover much.
But I was there last year. Do they have of course Halloween? You have Halloween stuff too.
Yes.
There, and that's what really got me interested in also, and I really enjoyed it last year just walking around there. It's fun because, you know, these are the things that you won't be able to see until this coming year's.
Yes, and mostly the delivery dates are about July and August when things start coming out. Right now, they're getting their orders together, and they offer these discounts to us for this show because it's so new. That's why it got so many people here. They want to get the orders out and cut them to the order, so they don't have to. They're being more efficient because of the times nowadays.
Yeah,
everyone is being more efficient with it, so they're getting the orders before they do a cut, and that's why we're having this show so early. It normally happens in Chicago in about May, but they moved it up to and brought it down here to Houston.
Yeah,
where the temperature is much warmer.
Did you take pictures there? Oh, yeah, it's warmer here. And I remember they have the masks there, lots of real creepy, creepy.
Yes, they
stuff.
Have the creepy masks again. Well, yeah.
So,
that does,
so what's
all kinds of special
things.
Yeah, what's hot this Halloween? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's hot?
Like I said, I got there kind of late. I saw a mask that the eyes was lighting up on it, so I didn't really get to go to the vendor and see what it was with all the features it does. But okay. I thought it was interesting.
So what about the fetish wear? What's the hot new thing in fetish wear?
The military costumes. A lot of military costumes are out where, you know, everyone look like certain branches of the military, very short and sexy.
Really?
That's last year.
Hot. It was superheroes, feminized superheroes.
Remember, it was a lot of superheroes, but now it's a lot of military.
Who decides these things? Who decides the theme?
I don't know.
you know, it's
actually
it's
the public decides it. I mean, if they like last year, they had some military, and you know, I ordered some, and it sold out really fast. So this year, when companies see other companies selling something good, they copy it. So now, you know, you go to every boot, everyone has a military outfit. So that's how the trend starts. It starts with one company taking a chance on trying something, and then if it works, all the other followers come along and copy it. So,
okay.
I mean, that's with general fashion as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember it was Ed Hardy with the tattoo shirts. Now, everybody and their mama make a tattoo shirt. You know.
Yeah, I wish I would have gone last year. I was just lucky because you know it's in a weekend, but this time it's on a weekday.
No, it actually started Saturday, but I was not gonna leave. I'm a Saints season ticket holder. I'm a devoted Saints fan, and right now, guys, I am very happy. Anyone that knows me, they know.
Oh, that's
I am
right.
a happy person because the Saints are going to the Super Bowl. It's the black and gold Super Bowl this year, baby.
It was
the feeling last night was incredible. The Bourbon Street was just packed. I might get Nard one of my pictures I took off the balcony of my store, Panda Bear, just showing the crowd. It was packed like Mardi Gras. I mean, you couldn't even move. You had to just go with the crowd. That's all you can do. We deserve this. That's all I can say. I deserve this too.
I watched the game towards the end, and I caught it when it was during the overtime, and oh my god! And it was just really stuck to the TV, just watching.
Man,
oh my god!
I thought I was gonna pass out of the game. I was so nervous. I couldn't sit down. I stood just about the entire game. I mean, nervous the whole game. I'm going, oh my god! I'm sitting there. I couldn't watch the kick. All I was doing was praying, like, oh God, please let him make it. Please let him make it.
Ray.
Oh, you know who decides who makes these costumes? What's famous?
Oh, what? Who?
Edna Emode. That's who does it.
Now,
if any of our listeners know who Edna Emode is, you can email us and let me know who she is.
Oh, it's
Edna
Emode. Emode. Edna Emode.
Wow.
Is she after, like, Edna Mode from The Incredibles? No, you know, the short lady?
The short
well, so much for y'all emailing us in and telling us where she's from.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's... Oh, God. Anyway,
back... So what was that about football? Were you talking about
football? Oh, yeah.
What's that about football? Man, it's a black and gold Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, it's Saints winning against the Vikings.
We're going to do it this year in Miami.
Okay, Ray, I only watched the last...
Well, part. I saw that they were playing last night, and I was like, oh, my God, I guess I know what Mike's doing.
I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I figured that you would be sitting there right next to him, so...
Oh yeah!
Oh yes, I'm there right next to him every game. We've been doing.
So are y'all going? So if they make it to the Super Bowl, are y'all going?
We're in the Super Bowl. If we get chose for the lottery, it's fate. I said because it's so close to Mardi Gras, and I'm getting busy right now. But if we're gonna put our name in the lottery to see if we get picked for the Super Bowl tickets, and if we do, it's fate, man. I gotta go.
You just had to go.
I have to go, man. I mean, that's my team. I followed my team to London last year, so
that's crazy. A football game, you go to another country just to watch a football game.
Oh,
that's dedication.
Oh man,
yeah, I heard about that last year, and
I still wear my jersey even when we was 3-13. So I'm a fan always, not just because they're winning. A lot of people are just jumping on the bandwagon, but
they're winning.
I've been there.
But Ray, do you don't watch too much football? Are you planning to watch the Super Bowl though, right?
I don't know. I might.
You might. I think we.
I might record it then fast forward so I can watch the commercials.
Oh my god! Come on, man. Not even a little football.
Just to watch the commercials.
Oh my god! You know I live for football like all the time. My TV stay on NFL Network. You know, I don't even like being places where I don't have access to NFL Network. I mean, I'm a fan of the game. I played it a little back in junior high. And
what position did you play before?
Defensive back.
Oh.
You look like a tight end receiver to me.
I'm going to try to stay that way.
Oh, my God. Nothing like talking to a couple of tops here. Anyway, okay. So what have you been up to, Ray? I mean, you just what's happening to you? You're sniffling right now.
I've had an allergy attack, man. And I was sitting in there watching Heroes like 20 minutes ago, and I had to literally stop the show and go wash my face because I've gotten into something, and it's making my eyes burn. My sinuses are all stopped up. I was had a runny nose there for a little bit. I'm just like, what is going on? So, I don't know.
See, that's what happened. You was watching Heroes, and that's when it happened. See, if you'd have been watching the Saints game last night, it would have cleared up. Everything cleared.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, wow. Anyway, okay.
And I already knew they were going to whip the Vikings' ass, so we was used to watch the game.
Oh,
so.
See, I like that. I like that. Thanks, baby.
I'm a
high five
really,
you on that one, man.
There's a lot on Facebook who were rooting for the Vikings. Well, of course, lots of people from my Facebook there. Many of them are from Minnesota, so
or
the
Mississippi.
Only Viking I'm worried about is Eric.
Oh,
that's
Eric.
I'm worried about.
He's talking about True Blood.
Oh, when does True Blood start back up?
Sometime in the spring, I think.
I thought it was September or something, no?
Or maybe, I don't know.
I hope
but
not.
Somebody said they were going to watch True Blood last night. I'm like, what? Did I miss something? Is it coming back on already? And they were like, no, they're replaying season 2.
We're into that. Oh, that's right. You're from Louisiana.
Oh, my God. I've seen, if you want to know all the faux pas on True Blood, I'll give you a couple of them.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. Tell us something.
Yeah. Okay. First and foremost, no one in Louisiana says we're going down to Shreveport.
It's always, I'm going up to Shreveport,
going
right?
Up to Shreveport.
And that crawfish boil where the guy threw two crawfish on the plate, that never, ever happens.
You just don't eat two.
No. And wait up. This has got to be the top one. What the hell? That was not a pecan pie that girl, that Sookie was eating. I don't know what the hell it was, but it was not a pecan pie.
It was not a pecan. Okay.
No, it looked like pudding with pecans on top of it. I don't know. But it was not a true pecan pie.
It almost
pie.
Looked like one of those chocolate pecan pie things, and I was like...
No, it wasn't that either.
I was just like, that's... I don't know.
No,
so,
it
know,
doesn't have that texture.
But it's Hollywood. You know, it's some guys from California, some little Jewish guys from California putting a store together that don't know what the hell... Don't know the first thing about the South, so...
But, yeah, but Bon Temps really exists, though. It's a fictional place? I never read the book.
No, it's fictional.
It's a fictional place, okay.
No, and those fake-ass Cajun accents? No.
No,
the only person that actually had a real Cajun accent was the guy that was claiming to be a fake Cajun, the guy that was the killer in the first season.
Killer, yeah.
Him. Okay.
Yeah, he. That's the way they talk down the bayou. I'm actually from Thibodaux, Louisiana, and you know, it took me a long time to lose my accent.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody used to mock the way I used to talk. Oh yeah, but two, three of them, you know.
Two, three.
I used to say that, and people go, "What?" Yeah, we're going to make some groceries. And they go, "You going to do what?"
Oh, wow.
I'm going out yonder ways.
Well, see, here's mine. I'm from, you know, being South Carolina. We're going over yonder. They're over yonder. It's over yonder.
I used to say yonder and yonder ways. Oh, it's yonder ways.
Yeah. Did they say, in Louisiana, they say, "I'm going to hope you out" instead of "help you out"? Do they do that?
No. I have to admit,
my grandmother's always like, "We're going
to
go hope them out."
No, but they do say, that's my song. Lower it up. Lower it up. Like, what?
Lord it up.
Someone I've been talking to, I turned them on to the show, and they're like, "God, you sound country." I'm like, well, hello, I'm from South Carolina. What the hell am I supposed to sound like?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's the thing, you know, people from like Mississippi and South, you guys have more of a country accent than New Orleans do, but people come to New Orleans and they all think we have that Southern Belle accent, you know, it's like, well, you don't sound New Orleans. I'm like, how do you sound New Orleans?
How do you sound New Orleans?
No, see, I think everybody in New Orleans, you know, should have that Cajun accent.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Yep. The only thing I would think of before, like in the X-Men, the only Cajun I know there was Gambit.
Gambit, yeah.
And
And his was fake.
It was very fake. It's overdone. You know,
it's overdone.
You can tell when it's overdone. It's just too much. You know.
Oh.
And mostly in Cajun country, they just talk differently. It's a little accent, but they say words different. That's the thing. Like I said, they'll say two, three of them. They don't say like. It took me a long time to say three because I was so used to saying tree, and throw it. And you know you don't
say
th word.
You don't know th.
Yeah,
okay.
D. You know I didn't ever say duh. Or, you know it was. You know you just didn't say th words. It was like tree. Or you don't say a g on the end of thing. I'm coming. You know, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm from. They say screet.
Oh,
scrimp.
Yeah, I'm going down the script.
Shrimp.
Oh, she's a scripper.
I think that's what they say about shrimp. Shrimp. Huh? They say shrimp.
They say scrimp.
That was Bubba Gump, man.
That's Bubba Gump.
That's what they say where I'm from. They'd be like, yeah. Oh, I need some scrimp.
No. Now, in New Orleans, they don't say boil. They say burl.
Burl?
Yeah. And if your car is low on some Earl, you gotta put some Earl in your car.
Earl and
when I first got to New Orleans, I used to go, put who? No, put some Earl in it.
Put some Earl.
I'm like, who the hell is Earl? And why you wanna put him in your car?
Oh my God. Very heavy accent. Anyway, okay. Anyway, let's move on. We have a topic here. Okay.
What about your prostate?
Oh, it's about the prostate. Okay. The title here, it's from mensfitness.com. Give that thing a rest. New study.
Okay, now Men's Fitness is like just one step above, you know, International Mail, right? You got that, okay?
Yeah.
Step above International Mail, okay.
Yeah, but it's just interesting. They said here, new study links masturbation and prostate cancer. So according to the new research out of the UK, men who have frequent sex in their 20s and 30s were at greater risk of developing prostate cancer later in life. What's even more unusual is that researchers showed that young men who masturbated frequently as opposed to those who have sex frequently with a partner were at an even greater risk of developing prostate cancer.
I'm dead as hell.
Oh my God.
Dead man walking.
Oh my God, I need to get my prostate exam.
That's right.
You know, I can't even go to sleep without getting off. I swear, that's the last thing I do
right?
every night. It's the last exact thing I do. I mean,
yeah, you have to do that before. Yeah,
shoot your load, and hopefully you don't fall asleep before you wipe the mess up.
No, you wipe them. You know, you bring the brag with you and you wipe it up. Now, if I get up and do some other activities, I'll have to shoot my load again before I go to sleep.
Oh,
yeah, that's just the last thing you do before you go to sleep.
But if you go to sleep and you forget, you'll be like you'll be crusty in the morning, or you're like a glazed donut.
Is that a problem?
I don't know. It dries up on you. I don't know.
See, I'm one of those guys.
It's called shower.
I've only had one or two wet dreams in my entire life because I jack off way too much.
No, I never had a wet dream. I never. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been having sex since a very, very, very young age. I mean,
oh, so you better watch it very soon. Look at that in your early 20s and 30s.
Actually, you know, I have a 19-year-old son, and then, you know, so I started off real, real young.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
When was the first time with a guy, though?
Oh, now, before I saw the light, I would think I was about about 22 when I saw the light.
And what happened? You just fell in that bathhouse in New Orleans?
No, man, it was weird, man. I'm going home. In my hometown of Thibodaux, and I'm driving down the road, and I come to the stoplight, and I look over, and this guy stopped over next to me, and he does his hand to his like that. And y'all know black women don't suck dicks, so you know I just laughed it off. I'm like, oh shit, this fag gonna suck my dick, and you know, oh man, you know, fuck you. So I drive off, and I go to the light. It makes you stop late at nighttime. You have to stop it. So he does it again, and I was thinking, you know what? I'm gonna give this shit a shot. So I'm serious.
Nice.
So I go, I get behind him, and he goes to the Howard Johnson there, and it's a tennis court back there. So he blows me, and he asks me if I like it. I said, yeah. So he said, meet me out here tomorrow night. And I said, okay. So you know, go to the club. I'm not worried about picking up a girl or anything. I can go get a blowjob later. So I go out there. That guy wasn't there, but there was a different guy there. and he gave me a blowjob.
Oh, nice.
So, and then come to find out, I mean, it's a little cruise. It was a cruisy spot then. So,
it became cruisy because of you, I guess.
No, it was just a cruise. That was the spot people went to.
This was in Thibodaux.
Yes, in this little country town. And then, you know, I just met people that told me about bars in the neighboring town. And then I discovered New Orleans, and the rest is history.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. So, how about you, Ray? Did you get that kind of a proposition on the road ever?
I got one guy that was all up on me on the road, and I pulled off into the rest stop. And I was pulling in, and then he pulled in, and I took off because I didn't want to have anything to do with him, but he would not fucking get away from me on the highway.
Oh, he kept following you? Like, oh, my God.
Oh, so you had a road stalker.
I mean, he followed me for like a good 40 minutes on the highway, kept pulling up to me, and he'd reach up and touch his mirror and take his two fingers on his right hand and run it across the top of his mirror like he was stroking somebody's dick or something.
Oh.
And I was just like, uh-uh.
God, I'm so innocent. I don't need.
And I think it freaked me out. I was like, "How does he know?" And I was a dumbass. It's the first time I'd ever put a pride sticker on the back of my truck. So, you know.
Saying it's a pickup line now. It's kind of some kind of a sign now or a signal now, having a pride sticker at the back of your car.
Well, I guess that's what he thought. So, because he was some business guy, you could tell he was a salesman. He traveled around. So,
it's always good to give people a little heads up on things. You know, I remember when I first was young and coming out, and I found out that the guys I like happened to be called bears and everything.
Oh, but that's when you found out.
Yeah, okay. But when I went out to clubs, you know, guys wasn't interested in me. The guys that I like, you know, I like gray hair, I like salt and pepper because of the, you know, I dress gold chains and baggy clothes. Bling. And so everybody thought, oh, I'm a hustler, you know? And it was like, no, I really like you,
dude. Hustler, baby.
So, if I came on to guys, they would think I was a hustler. So I kind of, I remember getting a Bear magazine and ordering me a Bear shirt. And I wore it the first time, and guys finally like gave me a little attention. Uh-huh. And I went and I bought a vest, a leather vest, and that was it. After that, I kind of fell in love with the leather because, you know, when I wore it, guys I was interested in finally paid me some attention.
When you're wearing it, didn't you have a problem before about, you know, it's the uniform?
And then that changed too when I happened to go to IML. And you know, I was in my leather and guys was all over me. I had fun with these guys. And the next day we was going out in the town. So, of course, I had on my Saints jersey and my hat to the back and jewelry and everything. And I saw the guys out in the lobby and I went to speak to them. And you know, they was acting like I was a different person. And it was like, where's your leather? I'm like, it's in the room. I'm about to go out in the town. And it was like, well, you know, like, it kind of like, you know, didn't want to have anything to do with me. And it was like, well, you should put your leather on. No, I'm the same guy that fucked you last night in the leather. You know, nothing changed. And then I got against the leather because I'm like, I'm the same person day after day. If you see me now and 5 years ago, I am the same person. And the clothing I put on. Yeah, the clothing I put on doesn't change me. It doesn't make me and it doesn't break me. So whether you see me in leather or y'all see me in a jersey or some hip-hop gear on, I'm the same Ed. I'm a nice guy. I speak and have fun with everybody. So clothing don't make people, and the people that think that, that's, you know, that's superficial people. I mean, you know, because they change when they put on clothes, so they expect everyone else to, I guess. I don't know. But
wow,
it kind of got me out of the leather. I don't wear too much leather. I do put it on because I am in the leather club. So.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, Ray. You've been to his store, right? You've been to in Bourbon Street.
Both of them.
Yes.
Both of them, yeah. So how is it now? How is it now? It's really hot, especially.
Well, it is changing because, I always wanted a leather shop, I swear, since having a store. I always wanted a leather shop. And having one, I found out that a lot of people, it's a select number of people that buy leather. So, and the prices that I pay on Bourbon Street for rent, I can't afford to keep leather in the store. So I know a lot of guys was probably disappointed when it came for this last decadence because I shrunk my leather. But if it, you know, it's not selling, I got to sell what sells, you know.
And, yeah.
And what's selling for me and what I know is lingerie, dancewear. And, you know, that's what I do.
Now so, that's where the business is.
Yeah, I mean, I like leather. I wear it.
And toys for entertainment purposes
and
only.
Yes, and toys.
Oh, no, costume. Yeah, for costume purposes.
No, it's for massage purpose and costume purpose. So obviously you heard about the whole them trying to shut our business down on Mardi Gras.
Well, no, I think the last time, well, I don't know if it was I didn't go to Southern Decadence this year or the year before that. Maybe it was the year before that or the one before that, like 2 or 3 years ago. That's when they had the whole thing of trying to shut y'all down. And yes. Y'all were like, these are for entertainment purposes only. Yeah. These are not sex toys.
It's a lame law they have in New Orleans. And it was a councilwoman trying to make herself, you know, like she's cleaning up the quarters and trying to do this whole Christian thing and all. And
but that's where the money is.
You went checked under her box, under her bed, there's like a 20 dildo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure it is.
Jeff Streichel
dildo. In fact, she ran for, she was a council person because over the French Quarter because the West Bank is part of that same district and the West Bank voted her in. But then she tried to run for council at large, and and she got trampled by an unknown person. That's the thing. And she was just like flabbergasted, like, I should have won this outright. And, like, you know, she thought she was that popular because she did all this stuff in the French Quarter. But obviously, you know, New Orleans showed her that no. And then she now she's changed. She even, I saw her 2 weeks ago. She was at a 12-night party, which was a gay party. She's there, you know, shaking hands with the gays and, you know, just.
Shaking hands with the gays.
You know, what I'm saying is just trying to be in our community, all in our face now. Because she knew, you know, now she know that, you know, we have a lot of power, man, in New
Orleans.
That's
not going to cut it.
And it's not going to cut it, what she was trying to do. And now she's actually turned into a good councilwoman. I would vote for her now. I mean, the work she's doing now is totally different than what she had this preacher in her ear before. Actually, the same preacher that used to come out and protest decadence.
I remember that.
The
Storm, 3 years ago.
That Storm guy.
The Grand Storms.
Yeah. Well, now she kind of kicked him to the curb, and she's actually doing good stuff in New Orleans. So,
that's awesome.
You know, hopefully we can get a new mayor. Well, we will be getting a new mayor. It's just that, you know, New Orleans is a very racist city, you know. I mean,
really?
Oh yeah, a lot. You know, we got this one council person. If you look at his ads, all I can tell you is he's black. I'm serious. He has no issues. He has Martin Luther King on one of his things, his speech, and he's just saying, "Keep the dream alive." And it's like, well, dude, what's your issues? You know, he has no issues, but he's just going off the strength that, you know, New Orleans is a predominantly black city, and I'm a black mayor, so you got to vote for me.
Oh, that's a telling point.
New Orleans is very, I'm serious, the black people there are very racist. I don't like racism either way, whether it comes from a white person, a black person, anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. I look at people as people, good people or bad people. I don't look at you as your color. So, but New Orleans is that type of city.
If you're an older white man with gray hair, he'd be looking all at you.
Oh, yeah.
Got gray, I will look your way. I see your gray.
That's right.
I see it. I see you try to put your chin up.
Okay. So, so tell us about your store. Where is it located? Right
now? Panda Bear is located at 415 Bourbon Street. And the Bourbon Strip Tees is located at 205 Bourbon Street. And we also have Cutie Pie, which we always seem to forget about.
Oh, the Cutie Pie.
Yeah, the Cutie Pie on Magazine.
That's in Magazine Street?
Yes, it's 3118 Magazine Street. So
got three stores. Wow. I didn't know. I thought it was only two. I remember that.
Yeah, everybody forget about
the
third
one. See, he's my idol. One day I'll have three porn sites.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go, Ray. Come on. Selling point. Ray's got a site.
Where?
You might be in.
It's called Hot Ethnic Man. I talked to you about this before the last time I was in New Orleans.
You sure did. Like, yes. Yeah. I remember it now.
But your ass need to be on there. And you're like, oh, no. I can't.
Oh, you have a new model. Okay. I should get a cut, Ray. I have I'm pimping him out. Okay.
I'm your bottom, bitch.
That's right.
I make the most money.
Yeah. But, okay. Any movies? Let's go into some movies. Ray, we watched Legion last weekend, and I didn't like it too much.
Maynard hated it.
I you loved it.
Angels with machine guns and just
no. I didn't get to see the movie, but I rate movies when I watch the previews of them, and you know I rate them like I call it. I'll go to the movie and see it, or I'll get it on bootleg. That looks like
that's kind of all extremes.
No, serious. I do that. I said when I'm at the movies watching the movie, and the preview come on, I go bootleg, or I'll go, oh, I got to see that at the movies, or I'll go wait for cable.
Yeah, Maynard did not like Legion. I like it. I mean, angels with machine guns, Apocalypse.
Yeah, angels with machine guns. They're flying around with machine guns.
I mean, it was completely different than the Book of Eli. So, I mean, you had two apocalyptic stories within a week of each other. Mm-hmm. Both I thought were very good. So, you know, one was very spiritual. One was like, we're going to fuck you up.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. These fighting angels and the story, it's got so much holes.
Can you kill an angel with a gun?
Apparently, that's how it works there. They're killing each other with guns.
Oh,
it was weird.
They
would die and then disappear and become an angel again. I don't know.
That's what I was just about to say.
He came back because he sacrificed himself because he knew that what the difference between what God wanted and what God needed. So, and that's what the whole thing was, that the other angel didn't recognize.
Ah, okay.
And he was rewarded for that, and the other one wasn't. And now he's all going to be Gabriel Badass or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. It's about, if they make the other two movies.
The angels are Michael, you know, Michael the Archangel, and Gabriel. Yeah, so they're two in the Bible, you know.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are fighting.
Maynard, put your hands on the desk and quit being a Nelly Queen.
What? Why? What do you mean?
You had them all over here. They're all up in here in front of the camera.
You're not seeing anything. You're not. But anyway, okay. I'm getting some emails here. Anyway, we do have an email. We have the email from, I don't know what city is from. His name is Anton.
And he says,
yeah, hey Anton, shout out. He says, just want to congratulate you guys on your work. I recently discovered your Bear podcast while browsing YouTube. Yeah, so our videos there. It was a lot of fun watching your videos. I really enjoy listening to you two and your guests. And I laugh every time Nard laughs. Oh, my retarded laugh, yeah. Just can't. My Asian laugh. I cover my mouth. And
you just lost 2 bush points for that.
Oh,
man.
That's right. So that's that it. I hope you upload more videos very soon. Yeah, I hope you guys watch the episode 300. And that was our latest video, and we got quite a few responses from that one too. So thank you, Anton, and keep sending emails. Maybe send a voicemail next time. Okay, I don't know what city you're from, so email us. Okay, so I guess that's it. Anything else? Anything new this week? You guys gonna do what you're gonna do today this week, Ray?
Work on Bear Watch.
Oh yeah, that's right. Wait, Bear Watch. Will we have a meeting next week?
Next week.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And
train for the new software at work.
Oh,
try to get me a booty call in sometime this week.
Okay.
You and your grinder?
Are
you
using grinder still?
Oh, please, grinder does nothing for me.
Not anymore.
Serious?
He's using. You use grinder?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't have an iPhone, but I saw it on a friend of mine's phone, and he loves it.
Oh, he
even
loves
though
it.
I told him, what if
is he some little twinkie guy, little muscle guy?
No. He wasn't a twinkie guy.
Oh.
So that's about all that's on the ones. They have some bears on there, but, you know, I'm not into the bears. So I'll be their friend. We can go out and have coffee and eat, you know, hit the buffet.
Hey, I feel you, man. I feel you. Yeah. I always get that when people ask me if I'm into black guys, and I tell them, nah, I don't feed off my own kind, you know.
Same with me.
I don't feed off my own kind.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to congratulate Johnny. Johnny, our friend, our little Asian friend Johnny, for his housewarming party this weekend.
It's an amazing party. Oh, that's right. One of our weekend updates. Last weekend, yeah, we went Saturday night. I made egg rolls for Johnny as a housewarming gift. So, yeah, it's a big party, very big party. Yeah, last Saturday we had the party at our friend's Johnny, and it was fun. It was great. Lots of people, and people we haven't seen for a long time, like Brett.
I know.
I haven't seen him for
And Brett has a boyfriend finally.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
there's
you haven't seen
the world.
It.
I might actually get another one again.
He beat you to it, Ray.
Well, no. Well, you know, he was single for about as long as me and John were together, I think. He kind of went and dated a couple guys, but this one he seems pretty stuck with, taken with.
So it's a very nice guy.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Shout out to Brett if you're listening. I'll email him or something. Okay.
To all y'all vultures that were sitting there looking over my plus one at the thing, back off.
Your plus one what?
That came with me.
Oh, okay.
They've been trying to friend him through Facebook.
Oh.
Sending other Asians to ask me information about him. I'm like, y'all need to back off. I said, y'all should have went up and talked to him at the damn party if y'all wanted to know something.
Mm-hmm. You talk to him yourself.
Sorry,
okay, so
we're just friends, but I ain't gonna make it easy on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this week, what's gonna happen? I don't know. Nothing special. Just lots of softball. I mean, that's what I'm gonna do this week.
Yeah. That's right. So better. That's different from how many week, from what other week with balls flying at your face.
Mm-hmm. I always like it when the balls fly into my face. Into my face. How about you? How about you, Ed? You're going back to New Orleans tomorrow, right?
Yes, going back to New Orleans tomorrow and still celebrate the big win and going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm in the process of trying to get some more Saints merchandise in my store and everything. I sell these outfits.
Saints lingerie?
Yes, actually some outfits.
Saints thongs?
Yes, I have Saints thongs.
Hey.
I am a businessman, too. I kid around a lot, but I am a businessman.
That's right.
So, I will have
mind on
business.
Your money, money on your mind.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's right.
And I know a lot of guys that know me. I met out for Decadence, and they all laughed at me when I told them when I was going to the game, it was like, it's Decadence. You can't go to the Saints game. I'm like, Saints before sex, baby. I am a true fan, man.
Oh, Saints.
So maybe what y'all do,
Robert,
you can make,
is a Saints widow.
Do the cast of Willie and see how many of the football players you can cast their dick and sell in the store.
Actually, I have a couple of players that shop over at my store.
Oh, really?
Yes, but
really?
I won't say.
Oh, my God.
I can't say
pictures?
Who, though, because I don't
Oh,
do
you
that.
Can't?
No.
No, we don't want to hurt the business, but
no,
that's
indeed,
cool.
Because that means it won't come back. Oh, no.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Do no. If any person come into my shop, I keep that confidential. Believe me. I don't care from famous to non-famous. I won't. No. Because
How about off the air?
No.
No, not even? Damn. Okay. We'll never know even.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. So, like, we wouldn't talk
I can't
about
let you know who
like
getting kinky on our team.
But, in a shop or anything like that.
But everybody got a kinky side to
okay,
him, so.
Fine. You can't say anything about the guy, but is it really? Yeah, it's a kinky item.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Kinky. That's as far as we can tell. We can talk about, right?
Okay. Well, tell us this. What's the most weirdest customer you've ever had come in the store?
Yeah, anyone.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Yeah,
I got to go with the first one that popped in my mind. No, I got to go with the first one that pops in my mind. And this happened, probably about 9-10 years ago. This guy come into the store, and he buys this. We had this. This dick is about 12 inch long. He buys his dick, and he said, "Could I use your dressing room?" And we was like, "Yeah." So he bought the dick. You know, he goes into the dressing room and he comes back out and he said, "I would like to return this. This is too small." And we was like, "Man, we ain't taking that." You know, I'm like, "Man, I don't take that shit back." You lost your damn mind. And so he takes it and throws it in the garbage. And you've been in my shop in tees before. You know those big, thick ones?
Yeah.
This thing is big as a fist, man. It's huge. It's about 14 inches long, and it's about 6 inches round. And he buys this thing, goes back in the dressing room, and then walks out the door. All you can see is the bunch coming, you know, the balls of this thing coming out of his ass from his pants, you know. You can see the pants, the ball mark through his pants. And everyone in the store is just like, you know, because people already heard the thing. He wasn't quiet about it. He was like, "Give me that big one then," and, you know, and buys it. Okay. And granted, he stuck this big ass thing in his ass. No lubricant. He didn't buy lubricant with it.
He's a
professional.
Let me tell you, hey, when I tell you, people in the store, their mouth was open. I mean, I could see like all the back of the teeth. Even me, I was like, "You got to be kidding me." Man, I went and I popped the VCR tape out and I showed it to so many people, you know.
Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't see, you know, we didn't see the guy putting it in because I don't have cameras in the dressing room. But you could see the guy walking out the dressing room with the bulge in the back of his pants. And, man, you know, I used to die laughing at this. I had it on digital, guys, I would have had that on YouTube. I swear, but that was before YouTube. The tape is gone. It was destroyed in my house with Katrina. But it was. But that was probably one of the top things because that's the first thing come to my mind, and that was hilarious.
Oh wow, that was
Lord.
Oh, I mean, that's many more. But
I'm sure we can have a whole show.
Okay, one thing I remember that's really bad was the guy who was looking for a restroom.
Oh, and the guy that pissed in my dressing room?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel sorry for him. I did. I took that as that he disrespected me. I beat the crap out of him. I kind of felt bad about it. You know, one of my employees was like, "Ian, stop. You might kill him." You know? I snapped. You know, I'm like, because he went into my little stock room and I pushed open the door and he said, "Hold on." And I'm like, "Hold on, motherfucker." And I kicked the door and he fell down and I just stomped his ass. And Dale comes to me, "Ian, please stop. Please stop. Yo, the police came and the police came and made him pay for all the shit he pissed on. Plus, I made him pay for my employee to clean it up. And then he was walking out like just limping. And his friends was like, "Man, what's wrong?" He said, "That big black dude kicked the shit out of me." I said, "Yo, man, I bet you won't piss in somebody's dressing room again."
Because that is a predominant problem there.
It's a problem. I've had to put, you know, I'm also the bouncer when it gets around Mardi Gras time. I also turn into the bouncer in my place and I have to protect my place. So,
yeah, understandable.
Yeah. So, I mean, and people, y'all just don't know, man. Drunk straight people is the craziest. I had this guy. Wait up. This is another story. This guy here is, he was about 6'4", God, at least 260, and big, looked like a football player. He was standing in the front of my store, and I looked at him a couple of times. And he kept looking at me. I'm thinking, oh, he's trying to steal something. Well, no, he stole something already. He walks out the door, and he start beeping. So I pull him back in. I pulled on his pocket pull. He had two thongs in his pocket. I say, "Oh man, you got to pay for this." He's like, "Man, no. And he tried to get away from me, but he was drunk. So me and him tussled all around the store. The only reason I could handle him because he's drunk. Yeah. Drunk. So
otherwise,
I finally like just jam him up in the corner. And he realized he can't get away. Now he had two thongs. It was $20 each. It was $40. He reaches in his wallet, pulls out a $200 bill, and said, look, take the $200, man. I cannot get arrested." I'm like, "Fool, that's what I asked your ass in the first place." And I look around the store. We had destroyed shit. I mean, I had to tussle with this guy, and we had destroyed shit. And he paid like $800 in stuff, and he paid for it debit right then and there. Now, that's the thing we have in my store. I don't have poor thieves or anything. I have people that actually can afford this stuff.
Yeah, that's
they just
true.
Try. Oh,
well,
yeah.
They go all Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Winona Ryder.
It's always like that. It's always this guy that stole something out of my store. He had a wallet full of hundreds, and he took dresses. And I go, he tried to run out the store with him. I grab him. I'm dragging him back to the store. Then all of a sudden, someone grabs me by the neck and dragging me. And I'm like, "Who the fuck is this?" And this lady says, "Let go of my husband." And
she was like,
"Yo, she was strong as a motherfucker, man. I swear." And then, you know, I'm a big guy. And she was dragging me, dragging him.
Wow.
So, I mean, like I said, we could go on all night of our stories, man. It's Bourbon Street.
It must be so fun to have a store in Bourbon Street.
You know what? It's fun at some time because it has fun drunks, and then it have people that's not so fun when they get to be drunk. So it has it up and down. That's all I can say.
Oh, wow.
But overall, you know, we've been in business. We've been having striptease for 14 years and Panda Bear for 4 years. So, you know, it's good.
New.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I could say we've been successful being in those spots, considering how much the rent is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, Mardi Gras will be there again. So
we're actually, people don't know this, but we're actually in Mardi Gras right now. Mardi Gras start on King's Day, which is January the 6th. Mm-hmm. And it goes all the way to a Fat Tuesday, which is the day before Ash Wednesday on your Catholic calendar, Christian calendars. So we are officially in Mardi Gras, but we don't start parading.
It goes to the 14th, February 14th, because Ash Wednesday is the 17th.
Yes.
Yeah. And
so I'm sure there'll be those stragglers that party on the 15th and 16th.
Oh, yeah.
And then the week after, we're going to have...
No. Actually, Mardi Gras don't end till the 16th. Mardi Gras Day is the 16th.
16th, yeah, because it's the day before Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 16th. Yeah, the 16th, that's right.
So, Maynard, can I bum a ride with Gita Mardi Gras and crash on Mike's couch one night?
Yeah, sure. We can go there. It should be fun.
I've never been to Mardi Gras, so I want to go.
Oh, I'm planning to
fly. Well, if you do come down, Maynard can tell you I have a balcony on Bourbon Street. So,
oh, yeah, that's yes, right. I've been there.
Yeah, now it's not in the gay section, but...
you can throw...
You can see some boobs and occasionally... occasionally
there are some guys who show their
dicks. Yeah, have some guys, some straight guys who show themselves if you have a big enough bead.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I mean, but it, you know, up in that section, you're gonna mostly see tits.
Oh yeah, that's right. No, maybe we'd go to Lafitte's instead.
Okay.
But hey, it's fun. And sometimes it's fun just being out.
Well, it's just fun. I mean, I just want to go. I've never been, so that's one of those things I want to do. So
okay, best be ready to. Catch a lot of beads. Okay, guys. So, well, we gotta get out of here. It's getting late. And well, thank you very much, Ed, for being in the show.
Hey, no problem. No problem. It's thanks awesome. For having me.
It's awesome to have you in, and it's always fun. And okay, Ray. So we gotta go. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can holler at me. I'm Trouble on Bear 411.
Trouble. He's got a nice name on Bear 411.
So if you own Bear 411, I'm
okay.
And if you know him personally, he's called Big Trouble.
That's right. Okay, so voicemail line, Ray. Voicemail line.
Oh, that voicemail line number is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, call us and we'll play it in the show. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And also, subscribe to iTunes. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And it's a nice show. Okay, thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. What a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Black and gold Super Bowl. Who that, baby? Who that say they gonna beat them Saints?